Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3341, and today's date is April 29th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Trump Warns the Deep State, Stop the Protests, Insurgency, Trump is the Storm. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private Western Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, what they're trying to do with this entire Green New Scam and the Great Reset is they're trying to bring the Western world into the dark ages. And if you really think about it, us moving away from fossil fuels to wind, to sun power, having everyone live in these smart little cities, having everyone drive an electric vehicle only in these little areas. Of course, they don't want us leaving these little areas, and this is why Klaus Schwab has continually said that we'll turn the highways into parks. Why would they need parks if we have all these electric vehicles and we're traveling all over the place? Because their main plan is not to allow the people to travel anywhere, and they know this. And remember, they're using the electric vehicles just as a stepping stone to where they really want us to go. And this entire global hoax is just that. It's a gigantic scam. And it revolves around control, and it revolves around money, period. That's it. It's almost like when we came off the gold standard and we went to the petrodollar. It wasn't because there were individuals that were trying to mess the market up. It wasn't because there were speculators in the market. It's because they wanted to remove the entire planet off the gold standard, and it started with the United States, because this way they can go full fiat. They can continue with their plan. Their plan was to destroy Western civilization. Their plan was to gather all the wealth they possibly can and steal it from the people. Remember, they took their pieces of paper and they purchased hard assets while they were telling us that these pieces of paper, that is the real money. Don't look at gold. Don't look at land. Don't look at anything except for these pieces of paper. Well, if they're so valuable, why don't they just create as many as they can and just hoard them all? Because they don't want them, because they know in the end when their system completely and utterly crashes, they're absolutely worthless. And that's why they're pushing us into the Great Reset and the Green New Scam, because they know they will need total control over the people because, again, their entire system has reached the end of its life cycle and they need a cover story. They need something to explain why all of this is happening. But again, they never expected the people to see it. They never expected the people to experience it in this way. They thought people would experience all of this while they were afraid and they were trapped in their homes with the pandemic. They thought, oh, you know what we can do? We can trap people in their homes. We could say the economy's breaking down. We could say this is why the inflation is happening because we have to give everyone currency just to survive. You don't really have that much food, so you might want to start eating bugs because the supply chains are completely and utterly drying up. And they were going to keep this going for like, you know, 8-10 years. Now, before the pandemic, they actually wanted a war, which was going to be a little bit easier for them because they would be able to reduce the population, destroy the infrastructure, and rebuild it the way they wanted it. And if you look, their plan didn't go the way they thought it was going to go. Because remember, when they announced the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, this was during the pandemic. So during this period of time, when they were saying, hey, you know something, we're having power fluctuations, we can't get food, you were going to be trapped in your home, you were going to be afraid. And you were going to see the economy completely and utterly break down. So they would have a way to explain all of this, and you would just believe it. But again, it didn't work out the way they thought it was going to work out, and now everyone can see the truth. And it's getting worse and worse for them. And as they continually try to remove the fossil fuels, remove natural gas, remove all of this, it's getting worse and worse for them because the people are awake, the people are seeing exactly what's going on. New York State right now reportedly has more BTUs of clean burning natural gas buried upstate and now legally untouchable than Saudi Arabia has BTUs in oil. And New York is subsidizing offshore wind farms. So think about this for a second. We have all this natural gas, we have all this liquid gold, but they don't want us touching it. They want us to leave it there and they want us to use solar and wind. Why would they do this? Because who do you think is going to use it? You think it's going to be the people of the world? No. See, the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, they believe all this is theirs. And we, the people, we're like insects. We're using up their resources. And we're just pesky insects. We got to get rid of them. And this is what they've been trying to do. And if you just follow the money, you realize this really has to do with money and control. They want full control over we, the people. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, no matter how strong your belief in fighting climate change, formerly global warming, you cannot ignore state laws using workarounds to switch power providers to greener outfits. There's a lot of money involved, and those who can least afford it are getting socked. And they're absolutely right. And we could see that the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, their plan is to bring the Western world back into the dark ages. And you can see there are certain countries that will not go along with this. So right now, the G7 countries, including the United States, they're looking to ban all coal-fired power plants by 2035. And the countries that are involved in this are Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, the United States, as well as the European Union. So they're ready to do this. But when you start to look and you look at China and you look at other countries, are they going to shut down their coal fire plants? Well, right now, China has the most coal fire power plants in the world with 1,142 operational plants and the highest installed capacity of coal power plants with 1,108 gigawatts. It is also the largest climate polluter in the world. India has the second most coal power plants with approximately 285 active plants, and the United States has about 240. And this entire agreement, the G7 agreement, does not impact China, and India. So let's say all the other countries are going to remove their coal-fired plants. They want to get rid of fossil fuels. They want to use solar and wind power, but it doesn't affect China. So if you really look at this and you just step back for a sec, who's going to be the most powerful nation then? It's going to be China. They will have fuel-driven planes, tanks, cars, their entire civilization, they will be powered by fossil fuels. The rest of the world will be back in the dark ages. So I think everyone can see this because, again, what are they trying to do? They want complete and utter control. They want control of the entire economic system. And how do you control this? You control energy, because energy allows you to manufacture. Energy allows you to transport your goods. Energy allows you to have a thriving nation. This is why Trump is out there continually saying, we're going to drill, baby, drill, baby, drill. Because once you have the energy and you're the supplier of energy, your country grows. You can manufacture. You can ship. You can do many, many things. You can improve your infrastructure. You can make your country absolutely incredible. But you can see the deep state players, they want the opposite. They want the opposite, where they want us back where we have power outage. Just look at California. California is still battling blackouts. This is what they want this country to be. They want you living in these little areas. Some days you'll have power. Some days you won't have power. You won't be able to travel anywhere. And the country will not be able to manufacture. The country will not be able to produce and transport items because everything will be electric. And it'll be a complete and utter disaster. But again, to bring us there, what do they got to do? They got to destroy pretty much everything in this country. And by them doing this, the people now, because they're not trapped in their homes, there's no war, there's no destruction, you can see it all, and it is clear as day. Unusual Wales put this out and said 43% of small businesses weren't unable to pay their rent in full in April due to economic headwinds. That's the highest rent delinquency rate since March 2021. So right now, almost half of small businesses, they are struggling right now. Remember when we had the pandemic, or should we say the plandemic? They wanted everyone to stay in their houses, and they wanted them to drink. They wanted them to eat fast food, and they wanted them drugged up this entire time. And they wanted all the small businesses shut down. Because again, their entire mission was to destroy their old system. And yes, we are in their old system, their system of fiat currency. And they tried to destroy it, but it didn't work because Trump, the Patriots, they countered this and opened the country back up. They never, ever wanted this to happen. This is why the New York Times put out an article saying it's going to take at least 10 years for the vaccine to arrive. What was going to happen within 10 years? Everything would fall apart. Don Jr. responded to what Unusual Will said and said, this is insane. This will destroy our country and our small businesses. It feels like it's on purpose to give big leftist corporations what's left of the U.S. marketplace. America, it does not have to be this way, but you do have to get involved and vote out Democrats in November. And he's absolutely right, because you can see their plan. Their plan is to destroy Western civilization, destroy everything, because they're trying to shift everything away from this country and other countries and shift it into other countries like China. Why do they like China so much? Because China controls their people. They have a social credit system. They have complete and utter control. They want this here in this country and around the world. They want complete and utter control of the people. So you could see that as we move forward, they're going to continually push and push and push and push. But again, as they push, it's not going to work. Why? Because as they're trying to bring us into the darkness, the people are the light. The people, they see exactly what's going on in the economy. They feel it every single day. They realize there are major, major problems. And in the end, Trump, the Patriots, they're going to use this against them. They're going to use everything that they tried to do against them. And the people, they are going to win this war. And it's a war against the private West central bankers. Our founding fathers and the colonists and people after them, they've been fighting the same exact enemy for a very, very long time. Just go back to the first private West central bank. They came into existence. Congress realized this is no good. We're not going to renew the charter. They were removed. The second one came in. Andrew Jackson, he fought against this, and they were removed. 1913, the third central bank came into existence, which is, they called it the Federal Reserve, and they've been here for quite a while. Trump came on the scene, and his mission, I do believe, is to remove the private West central bank once again. It's the same enemy that continually tries to infiltrate our country and other countries. And this is why the people of this country and other countries always have to see what's going on. You always have to see who the true enemy is. They don't want you to, but you have to see it. And they always mask the private West central bank. They blame it on everything else. Oh, it's the corruption of the politicians. Yes, that's the problem. Oh, it's this. It's inflation because of, you know, the oil companies. It's because of the supermarkets. They're jacking up prices. They always try to keep you distracted with other things. They don't want you to ever find out that everything that we're experiencing, everything that's happening, it's because of the private West central bank system. Because really think about how their system operates. It's a loan sharking system where they loan this country their pieces of paper. That's why it says the Federal Reserve note on top. They loan the people the piece of paper and they say, now you owe me interest and I expect you to pay that. And every time you have to pay taxes, that is your payment to the loan shark. This is how their system works. Back in the day, if you didn't pay your taxes, what happened? They threw you in jail. Doesn't that sound very similar to the loan sharks today? They come and what do? They rough you up. Well, under the laws, they couldn't beat you, but they could throw you in jail. Now, the laws were changed, of course, but the system stayed. And that's why we always have to go back to the source of the problem. And the source of the problem is the private West central bank. When you look at the recycling, when you look at the shipping, when you look at everything going all the way back, you could see that everything had to change because the private West central bank system doesn't work for we the people. It never will. It never did. And that's why they tried to weasel their way back in three times, which they are here the third time. And this is why we're here trying to get rid of the third one once again. So I do believe Trump's mission, and he already leaked some of that information out, that, yeah, we're going to take care of the Federal Reserve one way or another. Of course, he didn't put out his entire plan. That'd be ridiculous. All he said was, or they got it from other sources, that he was going to try to control the interest rates. And of course, as the economy breaks down, as the system breaks down, and people know who's responsible, and Trump says, no, we got a solution. We could drill. We need to bring back industry. We need to control the interest rates. You think the people are going to be with him? Yes. You see, every step of the way, the people will say, you know something? You got a solution. Let's do it. And I do believe in the end, the people will be with him. And the people will say, do what you got to do. We need to get this country back on track. And I do believe there'll be evidence coming out about the Federal Reserve. I do believe this will push Congress and the people to say, we need to get rid of this. How do we get rid of it? Well, we can restructure the whole thing. We can bring it into the Treasury and we can coin our own money. I do believe we are heading in that direction. And every day that passes, as the economy breaks down and it gets worse and worse and wakes more and more people up, this adds power to Trump. It adds power to we the people. And the light is going to shine very, very bright, and it will shine on the Fed. And it will reveal what a criminal organization it has always been and still is. And the people will demand change. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now preparing for the presidential election. You can see by having these protests in all the different college campuses, they are now organizing their foot soldiers. And they want people on their side. Now, the real protest isn't really Palestine. These are the same people that marched with BLM. They're the same people that were destroying the statues. They're the same people that say, let's get rid of America. Let's destroy America. They're just in a different costume. They're wearing masks again, but they're just in a different costume. And later on, what's going to happen is that these protests are going to morph. Actually, what you're really witnessing is the insurgency. That's really what you're seeing. And I do believe Trump, like he's always done in the past, he always warns the deep state players. And I do believe that's who he's talking to when he tells the deep state players, stop the protests. Just like on January 6th, go home peacefully. He wasn't talking to MAGA. They were peaceful. He was talking to the deep state. He was talking to the FBI. He was talking to the Capitol Police. He was talking to Soros. He was talking to the rest. Go home peacefully. And as soon as they didn't go home peacefully and they didn't stop what they were doing, the insurrection was complete. Now Trump, following the rule of law, he's telling the protesters, stop. Stop the protests. Stop the insurgency. Now, do you think the deep state players are going to listen to this? Absolutely not. But Trump, he's going to give them a chance. He always does. Do the right thing. And if you don't do the right thing, well, in the end, you are to blame for all of this. Isn't this what the deep state does? The deep state actually says, listen, we're going to have an event. We're going to bring you to war. We're going to do all these things. And if you don't stop us, it's your fault. Actually, he turned the tables on them and he's saying, listen, I told you to stop it. You didn't want to. So you are to blame for what comes next. And really think about what he's doing right now. He's telling the deep state, stop the insurgency. Because in the end, you're not going to like where this ends up. And I do believe the only reason Trump has the ability to stop this, not him himself, is because he took control of the country back on November 3rd. The completion was on January 6th. And now he's telling the same deep state players, stop. Now, I do believe the deep state players, of course, they're not going to listen. Just like children. Do they listen when you tell them to stop? Or they try to keep, do they keep pushing and pushing and pushing until you have to say, okay, enough is enough. Well, it's the same thing with the deep state players. Trump is giving them a chance. They will not stop. They will continue on, which means Trump, the military, the people of this country, they will take the next step. And you can see that the country now, the people of this country, they are now turning on the deep state players. They are no longer with them because most of the people now, they believe, and these are polls that are coming out now, which we'll discuss in a little while, they now believe that the military can be used to remove the illegals from this country. Well, if the people of this country agree that the military can be used to remove or deport these illegals from this country, what about can the military then be used to stop the insurgency when these individuals, when they start to burn, when they start to loot, when they start to destroy, will the people be on board where they say, yes, use the military, stop these people? I do believe the country in the end will be with Trump. And we can see it's already starting to come together. And the people are starting to wake up. The people are starting to realize this. And the people are now all in agreement that, yes, we're going to have to do something like this. Now, again, right now, we haven't seen burning. We haven't seen looting. We haven't seen everything that we saw back in 2020. But as this progresses, these poll numbers, these percentages, they're going to increase because a lot more people are going to say, yes, we need to stop this. Now, think about it. All these people, the majority of the people on Trump's side, Trump then becomes the storm because the people give him the power. The people say, yes, do what you got to do. And what's very interesting is that an artist, a photographer who has been taking pictures of leaders, has taken pictures of Trump and asked Trump, how are you going to weather the storm, you know, with everything that's happening? And Trump said, I am the storm. I mean, really think about that for a second. Remember, there's supposed to be some type of message that is posted to Twitter, which is now X, and it tells the American people that the storm is upon us. Now, when would this storm arrive? I do believe it would arrive when Trump is president, when the people say, okay, we've seen it. We understand what's going on here. This has to stop. And I do believe once Trump gets that message, and that message is going to come from the people voting for him, putting him back into office, Trump will then say, I have the people. Now, I do believe he wants to show the deep state that I just don't have a couple of people. I have the majority of people. And the only way to do that is to not use their cheating system that they have developed where they can skew the results and install their people. Now, can we override that system? I do believe we can override that system. But I think Trump, he wants to show not just the deep state, but the world, the people are with me. And he wants the world to know it's time to rise up. It's time to remove the installed people. It's time to take back every single country. And the only way to do that is to show the world, look how many people voted for me. They have no one. You know who the deep state has? They have Antifa and their illegals and those corrupt individuals who are at the top of certain corporations, Hollywood, DC swamp creatures. That's who they have. Trump has the people in this country, and not just in this country, but the people around the world. Think about that for a second. Because remember, other countries, they're looking to the United States. The other countries, they know exactly what's going on. The people in those countries, they realize that the installed leaders, they are trying to replace the people in those countries. They're doing the same thing out there that's happening here. So people, they understand this. And when people see this, the people, they will be with Trump. Not just this country, but the world will be with Trump. And we already know this because we know that there are certain individuals that could see exactly what's happening. And they will fight to take back their country. And I don't mean physically fight. They will get rid of those installed people. And I do believe we're going to see this happen worldwide. Now, before we get to that, let's talk about Gavin Newsom. Because remember, California, and we got to watch California, is the template of what they want this country to be. They have the Green News scam going on there. They have the highest fuel prices, of course. Jobs are leaving. There's garbage everywhere. Crap in all the different cities. Drugged out people. Crime is off the charts. This is what they want for the rest of America. And Gavin Newsom came out and asked social media users to help him design a new $1 coin to honor the state innovation. And this pretty much blew up on his face. The people went, wait, what innovation? What are you talking about? So Jim Stanley, he put out the back of the coin and it shows people living in tents, fires all over the place. Then we had Shana, where she showed a map of all the crap in San Francisco, because it's the poop map. Then we had Chris Wokul showed a U-Haul and people leaving California. And then we had Tina Marie, and she just shows garbage all over the streets in the cities. So this is a huge amount of backlash, and it's showing Gavin Newsom, or Gavin Newscum, you don't have the people anymore. The people, they realize that their entire state is a disaster. And the people now, they're getting sick and tired of this. And the people, they see it all. They see the crimes of the Biden family. They see the political hit job that they're doing on Trump. They see that they don't care about this country. Because remember, they don't report to the people. They report to their masters. And the masters are telling them what to do here because they are installed. They're not representing the people. Most of the individuals in Congress do not represent the people. They weren't put there to represent the people. They're put there for a certain agenda. Yes, we have been taken over by a criminal syndicate. How do you fix the rot? And I do believe Eva, which we'll be talking about in just a sec, she completely explained it perfectly. If you have a house and the foundation is rotting, and you knock down the house and you put the house on the rotting foundation, does that fix the problem? No, because the house is still going to collapse. So everyone out there thinking that this is business as usual, it is not. You cannot fix the problem if the rot is still there. Yeah, we can bring in great people, but the underlying rot is still there. It will not work. We need to remove the rot. And the only way to do this is to get rid of them all. We, the people, need to vote them out. Trump can fire and get rid of those people that are unelected, that were just put into certain positions. We need a clean house. We need to get rid of it all. And this is not the time, because what we're doing right now is we're exposing it all, getting the people to wake up, getting the people to move and vote these people out. The only way the people are going to be convinced that the system is rotten is to show them the rotten system, the criminal syndicate. And that's what people are seeing right now. And this is why if anyone's expecting things to just get fixed right now, it's ridiculous. And that's why we need to wake as many people up as possible, which means the country's going to have to go down a very, very dark path, a path that is going to scare many, many people, a path where they think that's it for this country. Because once they reach that point in time, the precipice of destruction, that's when the people will rise up and do something. And that's where all this is headed. And you can see the deep state players, they're getting prepared for this. So are the Patriots. The Patriots, they're getting ready for what the deep state's going to do. But again, Trump needs the people on his side so he can actually do the things that needs to be done. And we'll be talking about that a little bit later. But first, let's talk about Biden, because his brother, Jim Biden, it seems that, yeah, he's been working with foreign countries, laundering the money, and it's all part of a criminal syndicate. The Oversight Committee put this out and said, let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/X22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/X22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Details about Jim Biden's foreign fundraising efforts indicate that President Joe Biden's brother partnered with Qatari government officials in his quest to find money for U.S. healthcare ventures, one of which Joe Biden later received a check from. So the House Oversight Committee investigation into the Biden family corruption uncovered a $200,000 direct payment to Joe Biden that they claim was a loan repayment. However, there are no IRS records or loan documents to prove it. In 2018, Jim Biden received $600,000 in loans from AmeriCorps Health LLC, a failing bankrupt rural hospital operator. And according to the bankruptcy documents, Jim Biden received the loans based upon representation that his last name Biden could open doors and that he could obtain a large investment from the Middle East based on his political connections. On March 1st, 2018, AmeriCorps Health LLC wired a $200,000 payment to Jim and Sarah Biden's personal account. On that very same day, Jim Biden then wrote a check of $200,000 to Joe Biden, the big guy. Jim Biden wrote the check to Joe Biden as a so-called loan payment. Does Joe Biden have documents proving he lent his brother such a large sum of money? Where are the terms? Well, they don't have any of it. So the Bidens, they've been working with foreign adversaries, and their story isn't holding water. And this is getting worse and worse for them as time goes on, because the links are becoming much, much more clear that Jim Biden was working with foreign governments. He was using his brother's name, and the big guy was getting paid off. And this is all documented evidence. Just like with Biden's classified documents. I mean, he was a senator. He was a vice president. He doesn't fall under the Presidential Records Act. And he had the documents for many, many years. And he knew he had the documents because he was talking to his writer about the classified documents. And once again, you can see the cover-up because Merrick Garland doesn't want to release the audio tapes of Special Counsel Her and Joe Biden. How come? Because they're covering up the crime. That's why. That's all they do. And remember, the cover-up always gets you in the end. Every time you're trying to cover up something that you did, and then when you peel away what you're trying to cover up and you go, holy crap, now I can see the crime. So let's see, you committed the crime, then you try to cover up your crime. It's almost like with Trump's document case where they had everything redacted. And then everyone started to realize, well, wait a minute. This is very, very different than what they've been telling us. And it looks like it's coordinated. And it looks like Joe Biden's involved. You see, they committed a crime. They blacked it all out. They said, no, you guys are ridiculous. I don't even know where you're getting this from. They gaslit everyone. Then the evidence came out and it shows that they covered all this up. This doesn't make it better for them. This makes it worse because now it shows that they actually committed the crime. Because if they didn't know or, you know, it was a mistake, they would just say, oh, you know, something was a mistake. Sorry about that. But they purposely covered it all up. Just like they were trying to cover up the border, that the border was secure and everything was fine. And then more and more people started to take video and people started to see that the border was a complete and utter disaster. Then they said, oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's the Republicans' fault because they're not giving us money. The people aren't stupid. They understand that the borders are open. They understand they're bringing all these people in. They're starting to realize that these individuals, all they do is lie to we the people. And this is why Biden's numbers are dropping like a rock, because nobody believes. And when they see more crime, when they see people are being released that committed the crime and they came in here illegally, people are getting it. Libs of TikTok put this out and is pointing to ABC 8 News. It says, migrant charged with child sex crimes in Virginia, released twice before ICE arrest. So these individuals, they're allowing these people to come in. They arrest them for a sex crime, and then they release them. It's almost like Laken Riley's murderer. He came into this country illegally. He killed Laken Riley, and then he was released. Again, criminals work with criminals. They don't want their foot soldiers in jail. That's why they release them all the time. That's why they set up no cash bail, because they need their criminals on the streets. Where do you think this is all headed? It's headed to chaos. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know this, because once they bring all their illegals out into the middle of the street in multiple cities, this makes it a lot easier for the military to round them up. And yeah, the people, they're on board with all of this. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But what's very interesting is that Eva Vlaardinger Brook, she delivered an historic speech, and she was talking about the great replacement reality. And this was at CPAC Hungary. And she exposed the entire thing. She said, everyone who has eyes can see it. The native white Christian European population is being replaced at an ever-accelerating rate. Let me back this up for you with some statistics from my home country. Let's take Amsterdam, the capital. Amsterdam currently consists of 56% migrants. The Hague has 58% migrants. Rotterdam, almost 60% migrants. Of course, most of these migrants come from non-Christian, non-Western, African, and Middle Eastern countries. Conclusion, the Dutch population is already outnumbered in the majority of our cities. But let's look onwards. London, 54% migrants. Again, conclusion, native population outnumbered. Brussels, color me shocked, 70% migrants. Conclusion, native population majorly outnumbered. Other Europeans will, of course, follow suit soon if they haven't already. I'm going to draw the forbidden conclusion here. The great replacement theory is no longer a theory, it's reality. No part may remain Dutch in the traditional sense of the word. No part of Europe may remain European. It's not difficult to understand why. If the old Europe still exists in certain places, then people will be able to compare the new Europe to the old. And newsflash, they will prefer the old. That's why the Eurocrats hate Hungary so much, because they will not allow this to happen. And their message is clear. Our way of life, our Christian religion, our nations, they have to go without exception. Their vision of the future is a neoliberal, unrecognizable Europe where every city becomes like Brussels, ugly, dirty, unsafe, zero social cohesion, where the buildings are constantly under construction and they never, ever seem to finish. Even when they do, the end result is ugly. What are we left with? A permanent state of isolation, confusion, disorientation. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the New World Order. So what's the antidote? A strong Christian Europe of sovereign nations. That's why we need to outright reject the lie that nationalism causes war. It's not nationalism or national sovereignty that causes war. It's expansionism. Where in Europe do we find that nowadays? In one place and one place only. Brussels. Isn't it funny how the same people who erode our nation's sovereignty and love to do it give it all up to the bureaucrats there? That those people are now telling us that we need to spend billions and billions of euros on the national sovereignty of Ukraine? It's a joke, honestly, and it's pretty sick, expensive, and a dangerous joke. So that is their plan. Their plan is to bring all these Muslims, all the criminals and everything else, and blend them into the nations and remove the identity of the people. And actually, if you go a step further, you can see what they've been doing for a very long time. Elon Musk put this out and said, the problem with the Great Replacement Theory is that it fails to address the foundational issue of low birth rates. Record low birth rates are leading to population collapse in Europe and even faster population collapse in most of Asia. Immigration is low in Asia, so there is no replacement going on. The countries are simply shrinking away. If this doesn't turn around, then any countries on Earth with low birth rates will become empty of people and fall into ruin, like the remains we see of the many long dead civilizations. Well, when you look at the birth rates in all the European countries, what have they been trying to do? They've been trying to stop people from having birth. They don't want people having babies. So they've been trying to convince the population don't have the babies. These people that are coming into the country, they normally have what? 6, 7, 8, 9 babies compared to what people are having in these countries. Just look at America, for example. Here in America, most of the people, they're not having babies anymore. The illegals that they're bringing in, they're going to reproduce like crazy because they don't just have one or two. They have like 10. So can you replace a nation very, very quickly? Absolutely. And when you look at the U.S. birth rates, they have fallen to an all-time low, dropping further below replacement levels and declining on an average of 2% per year. This was done on purpose. Add abortion on top of this. How do you control the population from getting larger and larger and larger? This is what you do. And they've been doing it successfully in this country and other countries around the world. Then you bring in the illegals, and with their religion, they continually reproduce. Remember, they treat their women very, very differently. And I do believe this is why they had the trans movement, to actually go and hit against women. Remove the women from the sports. Remove the women from the job. Replace them with men who are dressed up like women. So once you get all the women out of the sports, out of the jobs and everywhere else, the illegals then come in. And how do they treat their women? Do they treat them with respect, or are they kind of like their slaves? Really think about this for a second and how they're preparing this country and other countries. And I do believe this is one of their main objectives here. And the replacement theory is no longer a theory. It's actually happening. Because once you remove the identity from the country and there is no history, what are you fighting for? Are you fighting for what? Maybe for yourself. But you can't get the country together, those people that are patriots, together to fight for their country. It is then lost, and the deep state then wins. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they stepped in to stop all this because they knew what was happening. And if this continued, all these different nations and everything that people would fight for would be completely gone. Remember, the deep state, they're the ones who start war. The deep state, they're the ones who are the terrorists. Everything that you've been witnessing, everything that you've been seeing has been created by them. Fear has made us so afraid that we couldn't find the will to fight back because the deep state has kept us down. Trump and the Patriots have been showing their entire plan. I mean, you can't miss it. And they accelerated it so the people could see it as clear as day. You see how they're trying to destroy America, not just America, but all the nations in this world. And the people now are starting to realize it. And as more and more people wake up, this hurts the plans of the deep state players. And in the end, they will not win. Just like they're not winning with making pedophilia normalized. It's not happening in this country. The parents are fighting back. The people are fighting back. And every day that passes, you see more and more of the same exact players. It's the same people that they bring into these positions. If you look out in Arizona, there was a Democratic senator, Tony Navarrete. He was sentenced to 1 year in prison after being charged with seven felony counts involving sexual misconduct with two young nephews. So remember, back then, he was a rising star in the Arizona Democratic Party, and he was arrested with a charge with a felony described as knowingly engaging in intercourse or oral sex with a minor. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. He has ties to State Representative Athena Salmon, Senator Juan Mendez, and even Kamala Harris. Now, what's very interesting that this person that has been sentenced, well, he was involved in a bill that was drafted requiring all Arizona schools to teach sexual education instruction starting in kindergarten. These are all the same people. And most recently, in 2023, Hobbs vetoed a bill that would make it illegal to film or facilitate sexually explicit acts in government buildings and classrooms months after a teacher in Arizona was fired for shooting a porno in her classroom and posting it to OnlyFans. And if you look at this, they all follow the same exact agenda. They're all following the same instructions from their handlers, from their puppet masters. And I think people could see this very, very clear. And if you notice, they have to bring in certain people to actually have them push this type of legislation. Remember, this is about destroying the country. I mean, in the end, I don't know if these people will have a place in their new world. Probably not. They'll probably just get rid of them like they normally do. And you can see the people, once they start seeing all this, once they start understanding what's going on, it's game over for them. Look what happened out in Scotland. Scotland's far left anti-white first minister, Humza Yousaf, he resigned after just 1 year in office. And once again, what happened? Well, the people started to realize this guy's not for our country, because this individual, he gave a speech back in 2020 at the height of the Black Lives Matter riots, where he complained about the number of white people in positions of power. So once again, the people need to start pushing back and pushing back hard. And I do believe this is going to spread, and it already is spreading across the world, and it will continue to spread. But you can see the deep state players, they're not just going to go down without a fight. They're going to fight to the very, very end. And yes, they will continue to fight after the elections. They won't stop until they're all removed. And they're already putting certain things into place to make sure that certain things are not discovered or they have some leverage, because they're expecting at a later date to come back. Remember, the entire war is not over as soon as Trump is elected. Actually, this is when the fun begins. But you could see what they're trying to do. They're trying to put certain things into place to make sure that everything is still there when they remove Trump, because that's what they're going to try to do. They're going to push very, very hard. David Sachs put this out and said, Zelensky announces that Ukraine is working on a security agreement with the U.S. that will fix levels of support for the next 10 years. The $61 billion was just the beginning. The next two U.S. presidents won't be able to switch it off. Why would they do this? Why would they want to keep this going in Ukraine? Because they don't want anyone to find out what's really going on. Elon Musk responded to this and said, this is insane. The forever war. Now, can this be removed? I do believe it can. I do believe once the Patriots take control of Congress, take control of everything, remove all these individuals, we can take control. We have to remove the rot, because if the rot's still there, well, we can't do anything. And yes, these people in Congress, they need to be replaced. And if you notice, Trump is continually showing everyone, these are the people that I have endorsed. These are the people that we need in Congress. Here's a senator like Trent Staggs. Trent Staggs from Utah going against Mitt Romney's seat. This is the guy that we need. Trump just endorsed him. Kerry Lake and many others. Abe Hamadeh. He's showing you, these are the people. These are the people that are going to work for you. These are not the installed people. And I do believe this is going to continually build and build and build as time goes on. And whatever state you're in, wherever you are, you need to look to see who Trump is endorsing in that area, because those are the people. This is the Patriot Army to fight against the criminal syndicate. The only way to take the country back, number one, is for the people to remove those installed people, to vote Trump back in and remove the resident. Then Trump can then look at the swamp creatures in government, and he then can start removing those people that are unelected, that were put into certain positions. And I do believe this is exactly what's going to happen. But again, what does Trump need? He needs the people behind him. And how do you get the people behind him? You need to show them everything. Some of it's scary. And it's not just for Republicans or independents. He needs the country. We are Americans. And we need to wake the people up here to actually see the criminal syndicate. So what does he have to do? He has to bring us down a path and show us, look what the deep state trying to do. They're trying to destroy your way of life. They're trying to destroy this country. They're trying to bring us to a world war. They're destroying the economy. They're destroying your job. They're destroying everything that you've known. This is how you wake the people up. And we're getting closer and closer to this. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe it's going to get worse. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that things are going to be building up. And when I say building up, I'm talking about war out in Ukraine, Taiwan, the Middle East. And we're starting to see that out in Ukraine, the Ukrainians, the people that are supporting the Ukrainians, they can't win this war. The war is over. Russia already has control. They're just continually keeping this operational, but it's going absolutely nowhere. And we could see that the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is demanding Russia stop exhibiting captured NATO military equipment. Reportedly, he's pressuring social media companies to censor the content as well. Elon won't comply with this. Why do they want Russia to stop this? Why are they trying to censor this information? Because it shows what a waste of money. It shows Ukraine is not winning. It shows Russia has the upper hand. But you can see the deep state players, they want Israel to stop their operation into Rafah, removing Hamas, removing the terrorists. And right now, the International Criminal Court, they have prepared to issue arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and other top senior officials. Now, once again, Israel does not recognize the International Criminal Court. So again, is anything going to happen? Most likely not. But you could see that from the very, very beginning, you had Schumer talking about a coup. They don't want him in this position. They don't want Israel going after Hamas. And the reason why Hamas hasn't negotiated a peace deal or they haven't returned the hostages is because, I think we've all known this, the hostages are dead. Trump, he put this out on Truth and he said the following: Israel will find, very sadly, that there are far fewer hostages than currently being thought. That's why it's hard for Hamas to make a deal. They are no longer able to produce the people because many of them are gone. Hamas is incapable of holding Jewish people for a long period of time without killing them. And it will only get worse. Zero leadership from Biden. October 7th would have never have happened if I were president. Not even a small chance, DJT. I think that explains everything right there. And this is why there's no ceasefire. This is why Hamas can't have any type of deal because they have nothing to produce. And basically this whole thing with free Palestine, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's a cover story for what is coming. And we know what's coming. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But let's look at what's happening with COVID right now, because all the conspiracies, they're starting to come true. AstraZeneca right now has admitted in court for the first time that its COVID jab can cause a deadly blood clotting side effect. The exceedingly rare reaction is at the heart of a multi-million pound class action by dozens of families who allege they or the loved ones were maimed or killed by the pharmaceutical titan's defective vaccine. And they're letting everyone know, yeah, in rare cases, this can happen. Now, let's just go back a little bit in time. Because remember, the deep state players, they've been telling us, and the fake news has been telling us, that no, this is a conspiracy. Patriots Aren't Control put this out and said, going back in time to March 25th, 2021, it said, fact check, no definitive link between AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine and blood clot incidents. Today, we find out that the fact checkers lied once again. Will they issue an apology? Does anyone really want the apology? I think that at this point, people want the truth and they want people to pay for all of this. Because who lied to the people? The pharmaceutical companies. They just admitted that, yes, this happens. There were scientists and doctors letting everyone know that, yes, this is happening. And you know what they did? The pharmaceutical company said, you know something? Censor that person. You know what? Get rid of that person. Then you had the government, who was working for the pharmaceutical companies and many others, saying, yeah, don't let them speak. Don't let them say anything. We don't want the people to know. Then they won't take the vaccine. Can you imagine if you knew that, hey, by the way, if you take this, you're probably going to have a blood clot. You might die. You're going to get myocarditis. You might have a heart attack. You might not survive. Actually, they're calling it a death attack. You might get cancer. You might not be able to reproduce. And yes, it's a very, very high percentage that all of this is going to happen. And as you get older and you keep taking the booster, it just gets worse. Do you think anyone would have taken this bioweapon? They wouldn't have. That's why they hid the information. That's why they didn't want people to know. How many people do you know that are having problems with this bioweapon compared to COVID? Because COVID, you have to remember, they used fake statistical numbers to convince you. These aren't fake statistical numbers. You're actually seeing people that are having problems that took the bioweapon. And those people that said they had COVID, you don't know. Because, again, the test showed false positives. You could have the flu. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. But you recovered. And actually, if you go back in time, what did Trump put out there? Use hydroxychloroquine. But again, you can see the pharmaceutical companies, they have a very different agenda. Make people sick. Do not cure them. Make it worse. How do we know this? Well, look at the colleges. Remember, the pharmaceutical companies, what do? They supply everything to the medical schools, the curriculum, you name it. And when you look at DEI, who are they bringing in? They're bringing in individuals that should never be in medical school. And Wokeness put this out and said, 3.3 GPA, 5 C's, accepted by 10 different medical schools. Oh, so wait, these people that are poor students, they're being placed into medical school. And when you look at the difference, the percentage of Asians who are accepted with these credentials are 6%, whites 8%. Why are they bringing in so many of these individuals? Because again, these individuals, they're going to be a complete disaster. They're easy to control, and the pharmaceutical companies can say, just pump them with these drugs. We will take care of everybody, which means you're going to see a lot of people die. You're going to see a lot of people get sick, and nothing is going to be cured. Because again, you're installing people that you can control. It's these people that are going to medical school are the same people that are in Congress. Think about that for a second. They're doing the same exact thing. And you could see that the deep state players, they're trying to push all of this. This is part of their entire agenda. And they don't want Trump to get back into the White House because this would put an end to it. People seeing all this is putting an end to it. Remember, the entire plan here is to show the American people, look how the deep state is destroying this country. If you agree with it, you can vote for Biden. If you don't, then vote for Trump. And as it gets worse, as the economy crashes, you lose your job, you know, a friend that loses a job, as we approach war, as there's an event in this country, as these invaders all of a sudden start to attack people, they start to burn buildings, they start to loot, you think people are going to see the true agenda of the deep state players? You think the decision's going to be much, much easier down the road? You see, I do believe what Trump is doing right now with all of this is bringing the people down this path. So in the end, it will make it a lot easier for him to bring the storm. And the storm is him and the people behind him. And you could see that this is not just happening here in the United States. We have pro-Gaza protesters in all different countries. The real Toria Brooke put this out on Truth and said, police destroy camps of pro-Gaza protesters at Sorbonne University in Paris. They drag the students away. The University of Washington in this country, and this is very interesting because we saw this at a lot of the BLM protests, as they would like to say, but they weren't really protests. They decided to basically postpone the encampment because there was lack of diversity. There were no Muslims, Palestinians, or Arab students in the anti-Israel encampment. Well, remember the BLM riots and protests? Most of the people were white. Think about it for a second. It's the same people. They're just wearing a different costume this time around. And these encampments like Chaz, well, they're calling them liberated zones. I mean, really think about it. This is what the fake news is calling them. Liberated from what? So Chaz, back in the day, that was their model, and they're just replicating that model throughout all the universities. And this is a communist revolution. Annie No put this out and said, as campus remains closed for students at Cali Poly Humboldt, far-left extremists have seized more space in their Chaz-style occupation. They're taking a campus building by force, renaming it Intifada Hall, and have begun systematically vandalizing it. And when you open the door to this building, it's a mess. They ripped doors down. They painted on the walls. They wrote things. They smashed up things. Garbage is everywhere. And it's a complete and utter disaster. But then again, the people of this country have to see what's happening. And Seagal put this out and said, the left finances identical tents in universities across America. You think this would be enough for Jewish donors to yank their money out of schools and stop voting for and contributing to Democrats. But nope, they're just waiting for all to burn down around them. And this is waking a lot of people up. Remember, people are watching this. The people are seeing what's going on here. And some of them, they can't believe it. They can't understand it. They can't believe it. They're saying, no, this can't be possible. But again, we're seeing the same exact thing. And again, these protests, they are going to morph into something different. And you can see it already. Libs of TikTok put this out on X and said, Harvard students cheer as they replace an American flag with a Palestinian flag. Are you paying attention yet? Didn't they do this during BLM? Absolutely. James Lindsay put this out on X and said, the four communist activities. Let me know if this sounds familiar. Infiltrate, agitate, desecrate, confiscate. The three communist targets. Family, religion, property. Starting to make sense now? This is what Trump and the Patriots are showing you. They're showing you the deep state plan. This has been their 16-year plan for a very long time. Now, Trump, he is out there. He's letting the deep state players know. You need to stop the protests now. That's what he put out on Truth. Just like with January 6th, go home peacefully. He wasn't talking to MAGA. MAGA was peaceful. It was the deep state. They were the ones who were having the insurrection. They were the ones who were breaking the windows. They were the ones who prepared and orchestrated all of it. Once they didn't comply, the insurrection was completed. Now he's telling the deep state players once again, stop the protests now. Now we know they're not going to stop. We know that they're going to take this and they're going to ramp it up. And I do believe this is part of Trump's plan. Remember, he's going to have the people on his side. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to be able to use the military to remove these people. Because going into all of this, Trump, I don't believe he was going to leave this to chance. If you're going to remove the deep state and if you're going to show the people you need full control of the country, and I do believe this is why he needed the deep state players to overthrow the United States government. And once they performed this act, that's when the military took over. This is when Trump became the commander in chief and put everything into position. And his plan is working, because what's very interesting is that poll after poll, it's indicating that Americans are increasingly adopting hardline positions on border enforcement. Surveys in the recent months indicate American voters are increasingly receptive to the idea of mass deportations, a border wall between U.S. and Mexico, detention camps for illegal aliens awaiting removal, and even the use of military troops to help with the deportation efforts. These shifts come as federal immigration officials continue to deal with an unprecedented crisis at the southern border. In one of the most notable recent surveys, an Economist YouGov poll found that 56% of Americans favor using military troops to arrest and deport people who are in the U.S. unlawfully. Think about that for a second. Are the people with him? Absolutely. And think about what Trump put out. Stop the protests now. And what we're witnessing right now is actually the insurgency. And if you remember post 4008, April 29th, 2020, very interesting, pretty much the same time that Trump put out stop the protests now. So this is what it says. Insurgency is the organized use of subversion and violence to seize, nullify, or challenge political control of a region. As such, it is primarily a political struggle in which both sides use armed force to create space for the political, economic, and influence activities to be effective. Insurgency is not always conducted by a single group with a centralized military-style command structure, but may involve a complex matrix of different actors with various aims, loosely connected in dynamic and non-hierarchical networks. To be successful, insurgencies require charismatic leadership, supporters, recruits, supplies, safe havens, and funding, often from illicit activities. They only need the active support of a few enabling individuals, but the passive acquiescence of large proportion of the contestant population will give a higher probability of success. This is best achieved when the political cause of the insurgency has strong appeal, manipulating religious, tribal, or local identity to exploit common societal grievances or needs. Insurgents seek to gain control of populations through a combination of persuasion, subversion, coercion, while using guerrilla tactics to offset the strengths of government security forces. Their intent is usually to protract the struggle, exhaust the government, and win sufficient popular support to force capitulation or political combination. Consequently, insurgencies evolve through a series of stages, though the progression and outcome will be different in almost every case. So this is all going to be done in stages right now. The counterinsurgency is we the people. We the people knowing what's going on. Because when you have the military and you have the people and they're both on the same side, well, that's the counterinsurgency. And that brings me to post 2460. And this one is about the Posse Comitatus Act. And it says, or in response to chaos associated with protests and mob action, Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution states, the privilege of writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless, when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. How can this happen? This needs to happen with the people. More and more people are on the side of having the military stop this. When they see the invaders, the illegal invaders, start to destroy the country, which means we're being attacked, will they be okay with the military? Well, they're already okay with the military now. So yes, they will be okay with the military stepping in and helping to calm the situation down. Somebody is going to have to call the ball. When the police and local law enforcement can't handle what's going on, someone is going to have to call the ball and say, okay, we need the National Guard. We need to stop this one way or another. This is going to be very, very interesting. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they have set this up and they're planning for what comes next. And I do believe this is going to be closer and closer to the presidential election. Now, the other thing that we see is that the Supreme Court right now, they have denied Peter Navarro's bid to be freed from prison while appealing his conviction. And once again, it seems that Peter is stuck in this position where he is in prison and he did absolutely nothing wrong. Just like all the people in January 6th. Remember, the insurrection was done by the deep state players. They arrested people to make it look like they're the ones who actually went ahead with the insurrection. So basically, they're using these people as cover and they're holding them hostage. I do believe that's why Trump calls them hostages, if you really think about it, because that's actually what they're doing. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Joe Biden, and it's proven now, it's in court documents, he is actually going after his political opponent. He planned the whole thing, not just him himself. I don't think he can plan anything right now, but he planned this with others to go after Trump. And what's very interesting is that the fake news thought it was a good idea to play the clip where Joe Biden is making fun of Trump, even though that it's proven that Joe Biden is going after a political opponent. Richard Barris put this out and said, and CNN thinks it will help Joe Biden to follow up the segment with a clip showing the president openly mocking a case he slapped on Trump, which those voters know is a desperate sham. They really are clueless. Actually, they're just helping Trump every step of the way. And every time Biden makes fun of Trump or makes the fun of the people of this country, well, the people, they lose interest. And we can see that. Biden is officially the least popular president in 70 years. And when you look at all the different individuals, his numbers are incredibly low. Dwight D. Eisenhower back in 56 had 73%. Ronald Reagan back in 84 had 54%. Nixon back in 72 had 53%. Clinton in 96 had 53%. Bush 51% in 2004. Jimmy Carter in 1980, 47.7. Trump 2020, 46.8. Barack Obama 2012, 45.9. George H.W. Bush, 1992, 41.8. Joe Biden, 38.7. I think that tells you everything you need to know. But you can see that there are people waking up right now. Jerry Curry put this out on X and said, it used to be punk R&R to vote Democrat. I fell for it. But when your party demands you live in fear, squalor beyond your means by just buying groceries, gasoline, disrespecting our veterans, our police, our elderly, supporting criminals, chaos, riots, Hamas, failing Israel, demeaning us at every turn, hurting our children, wasting our money, ineptitude with every policy, lies and more lies, no more. The Democrat Party can kiss my ass. They don't give a damn. That's true. Voting them used to be cool, but not now. It just makes you a fool. And she's absolutely right. And you can see the deep state players, they are struggling with all of this because they know the people are waking up. They realize everything that they're doing to get Trump is pretty much going to backfire. That doesn't mean they're going to stop. They're going to keep going because they see the poll numbers. They're not stupid. They see the internal poll numbers and they know everything that they're doing is not working. So you have to ask yourself, if they know this, why do they continue? Isn't that interesting? Because all you got to do is look at Biden's poll numbers. They keep dropping. Every time they go after Trump, they see Trump's poll numbers going on. So you have to ask yourself, what are you watching here? Are you watching a show? I do believe so. Is it a show to trap the deep state? Absolutely. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out is that all these illegals that are coming in, it looks like the federal government is giving them voter registration forms. And these are all non-citizens. Adam Morgan put this out and said, is the federal government giving voter registration forms to non-citizens? Yes, at least in South Carolina. A refugee sent us this form that was given to her in a packet at the Social Security office in Spartanburg. She asked, why are they giving these to non-citizens? He says, but the story gets worse. Her relative mailed the forms back and criticized the office for distributing them to people they knew were non-citizens. A few weeks later, the refugees received more voter registration forms in the mail. None of this is by accident. Absolutely. And this is why we need to go back to one-day voting, paper ballots, and voter ID. And all those people that think, oh, we can't use voter ID because it's racist, because it prevents black people from voting, it's absolutely ridiculous. Think about all the people that are coming to this country and the black, Hispanic, and everyone else. Everyone knows that you need ID to get what, welfare? Everyone knows you need an ID to book a hotel room. You need ID to get food stamps. You need ID to do pretty much everything. And actually, if you look in Africa, African countries have voter ID laws. And it's Burkina Faso, Ethiopia, Guinea, Madagascar, Mali, Namibia, Niger, Nigeria, Rwanda, and many, many other African countries. They all have voter ID. So when they say it's racist, it's a little ridiculous, isn't it? And that entire argument is completely and utterly falling apart. And you know what's very interesting? It looks like the plan is moving forward. The people are waking up. The people are seeing that the deep state players are destroying this country. And those people that were once against Trump, who are running against him to trap the establishment, they are now working with Trump. Interesting, isn't it? So Trump and DeSantis, they met privately for several hours in Miami. And it looks like during the meeting, DeSantis agreed to help Trump as the GOP's presumptive presidential nominee tries to close his fundraising gap with Biden in their 2024 election rematch. So now DeSantis is helping Trump. Bill Barr, after Trump made fun of him, endorsed him. Remember, we're at war. It's an information war. And if you're trying to take back the country from a tyrannical government, a criminal syndicate, does it matter if you're made fun of? Does it matter if your reputation is tarnished right now? Is it really that bad if you're trying to take back the country? Because in the end, when you look back in history, you're going to see that these people, well, they were heroes. They decided, you know something? Go ahead. I'll be the guinea pig. Attack me. I will do my job. I will put out misinformation and disinformation. I'll trap the establishment. I will do what is necessary to win this country back. And I do believe that's exactly what these people are doing. Now, what's very interesting is that a photographer, he took pictures of many different leaders and he took pictures of Trump in a boardroom. And this photographer asked Trump before his first presidential campaign how he weathers the storm. And he said Trump looked at him calmly and said, "I am the storm." Take a listen.
Photographed more than 40 world leaders, including three U.S. presidents. But it was Trump who surprised him the most. This is a man who's been president, who wants to be president again, Donald Trump, who's under criminal trial as we speak. What was that set up? What were you saying? I mean, he's way at the back of the frame.
This is, I've been told, one of his favorite rooms. It's the boardroom in Trump Tower, where everyone would get fired in his TV show. This is where he exercised power as a rehearsal, I think, for the presidency. I remember saying to him, "Donald, let's just be human."
When was this?
This is before he was president, before even the election campaign started properly. Yeah. And I said, "Let's be human together." I said, "We've all followed your career. No one can doubt it's an extraordinary career path you've had. But there's always something about you. There's always an air of tension and controversy about things you say and do in public. And I'm sure it's intentional on your part, but it feels to me as if you're in the middle of an emotional storm." And I said, "I can't live with that anxiety all the time. As a fellow human being, I'd like to know how you weather the storm." He calmly looked at me and he said, "I am the storm."
Even then?
I had those words ringing out in my brain. Through the election campaign, through his presidency, through his post-presidency, and now we're in another cycle again. And I keep thinking to myself, there's only one person who can navigate perfectly through the storm, and that's the creator of the storm. So these people are very powerful, formidable, and they're much smarter than we make them out to be. And they are not to be underestimated. And I think we always seem to do that. He's smart.
And I do believe as the people wake up, as the people come to his side, and the people are behind him, the counterinsurgency will be complete. The military, the people, and Trump. Trump then becomes the storm. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he retruthed two different posts. The first one is a picture of Melania. She has sunglasses on with the truth symbol. And she's eating popcorn. And the top left, it says, do it, Q. And that post is from Fruit Snacks. Now, the other one is very interesting. It's a video going back in time where all the boats are flying the Trump flag. And on the top, it says, nothing can stop what's coming. And this was retruthed by Trump, and it's Tex Red Rocks. And it's absolutely incredible. I think he's letting us know that we are winning here. We're on the right track. And nothing can stop what is coming reminds me of post 4951. This is what it says at the bottom. How do you show the public the truth? How do you safeguard U.S. elections post POTUS? How do you remove foreign interference and corruption and install U.S.-owned voter ID laws and other safeguards? It had to be this way. Sometimes you must walk through the darkness before you see the light. And I do believe the storm is coming. The people will get their vote. The voices will be heard, and the deep state, they're going to panic like we've never seen them panic before. Why? Because the patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.